Patrolling the sidelines on game days and beating the pros inside the lines on off days. A 5'10 guard from Elon University. It's Bally Sports Wisconsin Zora Stevenson on Homer and Tony.
She's not a head coach yet. I can't wait until they pull a Jeff Saturday in the NBA. Everybody will be shocked except for the people that listen to Zora Stevenson every week on this show. Good afternoon, Zora.
Good afternoon. I'm going to continue to think you're nuts for going down this coaching route.
Okay. Well, I got time. It's going to be a while. Okay. Now, let me ask you this.
Until then, we'll do these weekly chats.
You're very subtle, like Homer. Okay, you said it. Let's kind of move on. You don't need to bring it up every week. Now, if it's a WNBA job, would that also apply, or do you not count that?
Yeah, I think you're nuts for saying that too.
Okay. All right. This is a very great show today because Pat Connaughton is back playing. He played last night, and Tony Smith is not on. So. The importance of Pat Connaughton is probably better for a time when he's on. But I remain incredibly confident in this team, like everything about it. And so you talk about whatever you're thinking about this team right now. And we don't have to do the ladder thing, but if that's on your mind, then you can do that. I'm curious, what's at the top of your list?
There's so many things.
Yeah.
I feel like I could go through, the 9 or 10 guys that are getting consistent playing time right now and pinpoint different things that stand out for me.
I'll ask you one quick question.
Favorite.
So are they going to be able to use all of those in the playoffs and go deeper than they have in the playoffs, or is it too early to say that, or is Bud going to pretty much do it the way he's always done it?
To be determined, right?
Okay.
I think Coach Bud has to go through the regular season, but historically speaking, he uses around, 7 to 9 guys in the playoffs. And who that will be, I mean, it's going to be Giannis, Brooke, Drew, Bobby, Pat, Joe Ingles. That's 6 people. Chris Middleton. Oh, see, how crazy am I? I just named 6 people before I named Chris Middleton. There's a lot of George Hill, Wesley Matthews. Marjan has been playing really well, but, how does Coach Bud go in the playoffs? He really values experience and veterans. I have no idea. I feel like the playoffs are so far. So much could happen. It doesn't make sense to talk about that right now. What I've been really impressed with this team is all the different guys that have stepped up as injuries and guys in and out and lineups are different every game. And how they just continue to find a way to win and gut it out. Had a little bit of a rough stretch, lost the 2 games to end the road trip, had lost 3 out of 4, right? One on a road trip. But the team continues to battle, and, that 9-game win streak to start the season really gave them wiggle room to figure things out. It gave them wiggle room to have an off night, gave them wiggle room to weather the storm when it comes to injuries. Just really impressed. I do want to go down the line just a little bit to give guys some credit, like Grayson Allen, his shot making ability, not just shooting from the outside, but his ability to get into the paint. Brooke Lopez, yes, we've talked about the blocks, but something that Coach Bud brought up after the game yesterday was consistency. He's like, it's really hard to be consistent. So shout out to Brooke for not just being that rim protector, but doing it night in and night out. Javon Carter really stepped up into that starting role. And now a trusted member of Coach Bud's rotation. And we know when he gets his opportunities offensively, he can go for it. Drew Holiday had missed a few games, almost 2 weeks with an ankle sprain, and had less than 5 points going into the fourth quarter, finished the fourth quarter and ended the game with 17 points. Like, his ability to knock down shots even when he's not making them throughout the entire game. Obviously, Giannis and the will to win, 37 points last night. Haven't even talked about Bobby Portis, who's averaging a double-double. Jordan Moore, who's really stepped up. And then the rookie, Marjan Beauchamp, who Coach Bud says has kind of been surprised with his production and what he's able to do on the floor. And then, you mentioned Pat Connaughton, being back, first regular season game, out with the calf strain. And this is a guy who was almost on his way back last week and then, you know, just felt some stuff that didn't feel right, so decided to delay his return. So he was really excited to get back. And last person I'll add to this list is George Hill. George Hill's stat line last night against the Blazers was 5 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals. I don't care that he didn't score a point. I don't even think Coach Bud cares that he didn't score a point. He only took one shot. But, like, that's how you impact the basketball game, knowing your role. So just really impressed. Chris Middleton, you know, has been able to participate in parts of practice, so he continues to progress. I mean, there's just so much upside. Coach Bud's going to have a lot to figure out when if he decides to, you know, narrow down the rotation as the season goes along. That was a lot. We can follow up on what you want, but that's kind of the overview of just really what I'm seeing from all the guys.
No, that's what I want. I think you got more stuff. It's, I am curious if you've ever given any consideration to helping Giannis with his free throws.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not
really okay. So here's the thing, Homer. I just sometimes sports is so cyclical. My goodness. It's like Giannis has a period every year where he just goes through some mental stuff, whether it's shooting threes, shooting free throws, anything within his game. Like, there's always a time period where he's got to figure something out. And, I just don't see it as a – I get why the topic is coming up. I understand it. But, like, the guy does so many amazing things. Like, I mean, even he said it in a video. He was like, I have all these things in my life, and you guys want to, you know – get on me for not knocking down threes and free throws. Like, he's one of the best players in the world. In the world. Like, name a perfect NBA player that doesn't have any flaws. Right? Like, or an athlete. It just doesn't happen. So, yeah, he'll figure the free throw situation out. Is he happy about where he's at? No. I mean, last night was 5 for 12. Of course not, right? He strives for greatness. But I really don't think it's a topic of concern at this point. Now, if it, you know, continues on, yeah, I mean, he gets to the free throw line on this team more than anybody else, right? So you want him to knock it down from there. But I have all the confidence in the world that he'll figure it out.
I do as well. But, I mean, he'd been getting better and better. That was the whole statistics of free throw shooting are odd in the sense that generally some people can't shoot them, or they can, or the people that are historically bad. And he seemed, the numbers would say he'd solved it out, and then this year not.
I'm
not worried about it, but it is still odd and of note. And I would think that it's disappointing, frustrating to him, because I would assume that he thought that he had it figured out in terms of the percentages being where he's comfortable with. What I would tell him, you can tell him, I said this, Giannis, it really doesn't matter what you shoot free throws the rest of your career. Game 6 against the Phoenix Suns in the NBA Finals. What'd you shoot from the free throw line then? What would you shoot that night? What was it, 99 for 101? What was he, 36 for 38? He missed 2, didn't he? Was he 15 of 17?
Yeah, I feel like it was like 19 for 21 or something like that.
That's it. That's all anyone should ever know. No, I'm sure it makes you want to do it well, but if you're going to ever have a game where you shot it like Steph Curry, you pick the right one. But I'm sure that wouldn't make it.
Now
feel
I need
that
to go
better.
Look, because it's going to bug me. 17 for 19. 17. There you go. I knew there was 19. I do want to add some numbers, though, to what I said in terms of he's done this before, because you kind of put the narrative that, like, he got better and it had all figured out. But, like, I mean, Giannis, the first year that he was an all-star, shot 77% from the free throw line. This is in 2017. 2018 dips a little bit to 76. Next year, 72. Like, he went down. I mean, all the years that he continued to grow as a player, like, his free throw percentage went down. Then the championship year, it dipped back up again. Last year, it dipped back up. And then, obviously, to start this season, it's gone back down. So I just want to get on the record saying that, like, numbers-wise, he's had an up-and-down career when it comes to the free throw line. It's not like it's been, you know, gradually getting up every year or gradually going down. he's had good, you know, good years where he's made progress and years where he's gone the other way. So I just wanted to, you know, say that from a numbers standpoint.
Yeah.
But I also.
Have people called and asked you about the Laddergate?
I really have not talked about it, and I'm probably not going to.
Really?
Yeah.
I love talking about it. Giannis is an incredible, close to perfect human being. What he wanted to do was so simple. And if anybody knew Giannis, when he said he just wanted to do two or three more, that meant two or three more. And it's just it will be another, given the greatness of Giannis as a person, this will not have any effect on Giannis's resume, but it will add to the Philadelphia resume, in which they'll say, not only did they boo Santa, but they wouldn't give Giannis three free throws after he shot 4 of 15 or whatever it is. Philly, add one to your list. Now you can say whatever.
I think Philly almost likes that.
Yeah. Oh, there's a part. Yes. Yeah. There's a part of
They're
that, too.
They're going to add that fuel to the fire when Ben Simmons returns tonight.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Philly will add one more there.
But as I said, the important thing is, and athletes can certainly, want to shoot 100. But anybody who knows Giannis, when he says I need three more, how many would it have been, Zora? Three.
That's what he said. Well, the guy likes to work on his stuff. I mean, I don't think that's
right. But when he knows people are out there and they're ready to go, and he says, I just want a couple more, that would be a couple. Obviously, I would think, in addition to being in Philly, they might think, yeah, he'll say that, but he could be here another half hour. And my answer is, not if he says it's three more. If he says it's three more, it's three more. But I have a bias to Giannis that's larger than the Empire State Building.
As you should.
No, I don't know that everybody else does. There's never been a negative story about Giannis, and I'm not saying this is, but I expect negative stories, even if you're perfect, because there'll be somebody that's jealous that will make something up to some degree, and that'll always be there. Those didn't even exist for Giannis. And whenever I talk about him, I've always said, just so you know, I believe I had a story, someone confirmed that he peed in a pool when he was 9 once. But
what? I can definitely confirm there are no negative Giannis stories.
I know, that's what I did. So I said I just have to make this one up because there are none.
Oh, I thought you said you confirmed that he went in the pool when he was 9. You made that up.
I did make that up. And I say that I made it up, but I said that's just, you know, that would be like the only thing you would ever. There's just nothing. And now there's something proving that eventually there's always something, even if it's really nothing. But, you know. I just thought people would probably, somebody would want to call. Come on, get Zora on. Let her talk about this. But
I'm just not talking about it.
Oh, okay. They can call me. I'll talk about it. How do you like my analysis? You buy my analysis or not? I saw when the ladder fell down and everything. And so somebody else on Twitter, some guy was there as a fan. It was a Bucks fan. And so it's not, it's the one. People don't like social media, but in some cases, then everybody actually knows
what
occurred.
Yeah, the video tells the story. Yeah. Video tells the story.
So you don't have somebody going, that's not really what happened. It's impossible for me to be worried about this team, so I'm always just curious of information.
Well, and that's what happens when, right, the team is so solid and doesn't normally have any drama and you're 12-4, I believe. The only team that the Bucks, like, goodness, like, I'm not saying worry about, but just keep an eye on in the standings, just as a competitor, the daggone Celtics.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, I think is fitting and interesting that that's the team.
Yeah, no, they could. It could be Game 7 in the playoffs.
Very well could be, but yeah. You know, it's like everything is so early, like. There's so many games in this league. Oh my goodness.
Zora, you see what's out there. I mean, you know, things can change,
things can change. But as of right now, like, I mean, the talent on that roster, I'm talking about the Bucks.
Yeah. It's the best ever.
Chauncey Billups said when you're, when you're scouting against the Bucks, there's so many things you have to worry about. Like, they asked specifically about Bobby Portis, a reporter, didn't he? He's like, well, just add him to the list, right? Like, just, you know, or there's
add Carter
so
to the list.
You have to worry about.
Add Carter to the list. Add the rookie to the list.
Add Marjon to the list. I mean, there's so, and I've just talked to coaches, and like, you have to prioritize. Like, you know, I mean, you will ask a coach about Brooke offensively, you know, Brooke knocking down threes and shooting it better, and they'll look at you like, well, that's not even my biggest worry.
Yeah.
Like, I got a lot of other things to worry about before it's, you know, getting to Brooke, who's really knocking it down from the outside. I just think that says something about the talent on the roster. Like, there's just
and
so
different things could happen to different players. You don't want it to happen, and you have other options that could fill that, which you
yeah,
wouldn't necessarily.
Which we've seen.
Yep.
Which we've seen. Yeah.
All right. Zora,
good chat, though.
Do you have anything you want to say about the Laddergate?
I don't. I know you're trying here. I know
no, I'm not.
Trying.
No, it's just classic because that's just kind of you're like, Homer, I'm not going there. That's not how I roll. That may be how you roll, but it's not how I roll. Is that pretty accurate?
That is so accurate. And what I respect
yes.
about you and Tony as well is we all are in a space where we're allowed to just be ourselves, right? We all have
I think so, yeah.
In our chats every week, we're all consistent usually in where we stand. I like to think I'm a little in the middle. You're always
all right,
like,
well, you and Tony can – we'll play this back to next week, and so that Tony can then respond to it, which will be a great segment in itself. Thanks,
oh,
Zora.
I can't wait for that.
Yeah.
Talk soon.
You bet. Zora Stevenson, next.
Miss any part of today's episode of Homer and Tony? Check it out on WisconsinOnDemand.com. Patrolling the sidelines on game days and beating the pros inside the lines on off days. A 5'10 guard from Elon University. It's Bally Sports Wisconsin Zora Stevenson on Homer and Tony. I'm a baller, baby. High roller, baby, baby, baby.
Baby. Shy caller, that's right. Ain't nobody getting she's not a head coach yet. I can't wait till they pull a Jeff Saturday in the NBA. Everybody will be shocked except for the people that listen to Zora Stevenson every week on this show. Good afternoon, Zora.
Good afternoon. I'm going to continue to think you're nuts for going down this coaching route.
Okay. Well, there, I got time. It's going to be a while. Okay. Now, let me ask
Until
you this.
Until then, we'll do these weekly chats.
Yeah, so I get the you're very subtle, like Homer. Okay, you said it. Let's kind of move on. You don't need to bring it up every week. Now, if it's a WNBA job, would that also apply, or do you not count that?
Yeah, I think okay. You're nuts for saying that too.
Okay, all right. This is a very great show today because Pat Connaughton is back playing. He played last night, and Tony Smith is not on, so. The importance
him.
Of Pat Connaughton is probably better for a time when he's on, but I remain incredibly confident in this team, like everything about it, and so you talk about whatever you're thinking about this team right now, and we don't have to do the ladder thing, but if that's on your mind, then you can do that. I'm curious, what's at the top of your list?
There's so many things.
Yeah.
I feel like I could go through, you know, the 9 or 10 guys that are getting consistent playing time right now and pinpoint different things that stand out for me.
I'll ask you one quick question.
With Tony's favorite.
So are they going to be able to use all of those in the playoffs and go deeper than they have in the playoffs, or is it too early to say that, or is Bud going to pretty much do it the way he's always done it?
That's to be determined, right?
Okay.
I think Coach Bud has to go through the regular season, but historically speaking, he uses around, you know, 7 to 9 guys in the playoffs. And who that will be, I mean, you know it's going to be Giannis, Brooke, Drew, Bobby, Pat, Joe Ingles. That's 6 people. Chris Middleton. Oh, see, how crazy am I? I just named 6 people before I named Chris Middleton. You know, there's a lot of George Hill, Wesley Matthews. Marjon has been playing really well, but, you know, how does Coach Bud go in the playoffs? You know, he really values experience and veterans. I have no idea. I mean, I feel like the playoffs are so far, so much could happen. It doesn't make sense to talk about that right now. What I've been really impressed with this team is all the different guys that have stepped up as injuries and guys in and out and lineups are different every game, and how they just continue to find a way to win and gut it out. Had a little bit of a rough stretch, you know, lost the two games to end the road trip, you know, had lost 3 out of 4, right? One on a road trip. But the team continues to battle. And, you know, that 9-game win streak to start the season really gave them wiggle room to figure things out. It gave them wiggle room to have an off night, gave them wiggle room to weather the storm when it comes to injuries. Just really impressed. I mean, and I do want to go down the line just a little bit to give guys some credit, like Grayson Allen, his shot making ability, not just shooting from the outside, but his ability to get into the paint. Brook Lopez, yes, we've talked about the blocks, but something that Coach Bud brought up after the game yesterday was consistency. He's like, it's really hard to be consistent. So shout out to Brook for not just being that rim protector, but doing it night in and night out. Javon Carter really stepped up into that starting role, and now a trusted member of Coach Bud's rotation. And we know when he gets his opportunities offensively, he can go for it. Drew Holiday had missed a few games, you know, almost 2 weeks with an ankle sprain, and had less than 5 points going into the fourth quarter, finished the fourth quarter and ended the game with 17 points. Like, his ability to knock down shots even when he's not making them throughout the entire game. Obviously, Giannis and the will to win, 37 points last night. Haven't even talked about Bobby Portis, who's averaging a double-double. You know, it's just Jordan Moore who's really stepped up. And then the rookie, Marjon Beauchamp, who Coach Bud says has kind of been surprised with his production and what he's able to do on the floor. And then, you know, you mentioned Pat Connaughton being back, first regular season game, out with the calf strain. And this is a guy who was almost on his way back last week and then, you know, just felt some stuff that didn't feel right, so decided to delay his return. So he was really excited to get back. And last person I'll add to this list is George Hill. George Hill's stat line last night against the Blazers was 5 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals. I don't care that he didn't score a point. I don't even think Coach Bud cares that he didn't score a point. He only took one shot. But, like, that's how you impact the basketball game, knowing your role. So just really impressed. Chris Middleton, you know, has been able to participate in parts of practice, so he continues to progress. I mean, there's just so much upside. Coach Bud's going to have a lot to figure out if he decides to, you know, narrow down the rotation as the season goes along. That was a lot. We can follow up on what you want, but that's kind of the overview of just really what I'm seeing from all the guys.
No, that's what I want. I think you got more stuff. It's, I am curious if you've ever given any consideration to helping Giannis with his free throws.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not.
Really? Okay, here's the thing, Homer. I just sometimes sports is so cyclical. My goodness. It's like Giannis has a period every year where he just goes through some mental stuff, whether it's shooting threes, shooting free throws, anything within his game. Like, there's always a time period where he's got to figure something out. And, I just don't see it as a – I get why the topic is coming up. I understand it. But, like, the guy does so many amazing things. Like, I mean, even he said it in a video. He was like, I have all these things in my life, and you guys want to, you know, get on me for not knocking down threes and free throws. Like, he's one of the best players in the world. In the world. Like, name a perfect NBA player that doesn't have any flaws, right? Like, or an athlete. It just doesn't happen. So, yeah, he'll figure the free throw situation out. Is he happy about where he's at? No. I mean, last night was 5 for 12. Of course not, right? He strives for greatness. But I really don't think it's a topic of concern at this point. Now, if it, you know, it continues on, yeah, I mean, he gets to the free throw line on this team more than anybody else, right? So you want him to knock it down from there. But I have all the confidence in the world that he'll figure it out.
I do as well, but I mean, he'd been getting better and better. That was the whole statistics of free throw shooting are odd in the sense that generally some people can't shoot them, or they can, or the people that are historically
right.
bad, and he seemed, the numbers would say he'd solved it out, and then this year not, and
right. Yeah. So
I'm not worried about it, but it is still odd and of note. And I would think that it's disappointing, frustrating to him, because I would assume that he thought that he had it figured out in terms of the percentages being where he's comfortable with. And the reality is, what I would tell him, you can tell him, I said this, Giannis, it really doesn't matter what you shoot free throws the rest of your career. Game 6 against the Phoenix Suns in the NBA Finals. What'd you shoot from the free throw line then? What would you shoot that night? What was it, 99 for 101? What was he, 36 for 38? He missed two, didn't he? Was he 15 of 17?
Yeah, I feel like it was like 19 for 21 or something like that.
That's it. That's all anyone should ever know. No, I'm sure it makes you want to do it well, but if you're going to ever have a game where you shot it like Steph Curry, you pick the right one. I'm sure that wouldn't make it.
Now I need to go look because it's going to bug me. 17 for 19. 17. I knew there was 19. I do want to add some numbers, though, to what I said in terms of he's done this before, because you kind of put the narrative that, like, he got better and it had all figured out. But, like, I mean, Giannis, the first year that he was an all-star, shot 77% from the free throw line. This is in 2017. 2018 dips a little bit to 76. Next year, 72. Like, he went down. I mean, all the years that he continued to grow as a player, like, his free throw percentage went down. Then the championship year, it dipped back up again. Last year, it dipped back up. And then, obviously, to start this season, it's gone back down. So I just want to get on the record saying that, like, numbers-wise, he's had an up-and-down career when it comes to the free throw line. It's not like it's been, you know, gradually getting up every year or gradually going down. He's had good, you know, good years where he's made progress and years where he's gone the other way. So I just wanted to, you know, say that from a numbers standpoint.
Yeah.
But
Have people called and asked you about Laddergate?
I really have not talked about it, and I'm probably not going to.
Really?
Yeah.
I love talking about it. Giannis is an incredible, close to perfect human being. What he wanted to do was so simple. And if anybody knew Giannis, when he said he just wanted to do two or three more, that meant two or three more. And it's just it will be another, given the greatness of Giannis as a person, this will not have any effect on Giannis's resume, but it will add to the Philadelphia resume, in which they'll say, not only did they boo Santa, but they wouldn't give Giannis three free throws after he shot 4 of 15 or whatever it is. Philly, add one to your list. Now you can say whatever.
I think Philly almost likes that.
Yeah. Oh, there's a part. Yes. Yeah. There's a part of
They're
that, too.
They're going to add that fuel to the fire when Ben Simmons returns tonight.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They'll add one The Philly will add one more there.
But as I said, the important thing is, and athletes can certainly, you know, want to shoot 100. But anybody who knows Giannis, when he says I need three more, how many would it have been? Zara. Three. That's what he said.
Well, the guy likes to work on his stuff. I mean, I don't think that's.
Right, but when he knows people are out there and they're ready to go, and he says, I just want a couple more, that would be a couple. Obviously, I think in addition to being in Philly, they might think, yeah, he'll say that, but he could be here another half hour. And my answer is not if he says it's three more. If he says it's three more, it's three more. But I have a bias to Giannis that's larger than the Empire State Building.
As you should.
No, I don't know that everybody else does. There's never been a negative story about Giannis, and I'm not saying this is. But I expect negative stories, even if you're perfect, because there'll be somebody that's jealous that will make something up to some degree, and that'll always be there. Those didn't even exist for Giannis. And whenever I talk about him, I've always said, just so you know, I believe I had a story, someone confirmed that he peed in a pool when he was 9 once. But
what? I can definitely confirm there are no negative Giannis stories.
I know, that's what I did. So I said I just have to make this one up because there are
none. Oh, I thought you said you confirmed that he went in the pool when he was 9.
I did make that up. And I say that I made it up, but I said that's just, you know, that would be like the only thing you would ever. There's just nothing. And now there's something, proving that eventually there's always something, even if it's really nothing. But, you know, I just thought people would probably, somebody would want to call. Come on, get Zora on. Let her talk about this. But
I'm just not talking about it.
Oh, okay. They can call me. I'll talk about it. How do you like my analysis? You buy my analysis or not? I saw
I saw
when the ladder fell down and everything. And so somebody else on Twitter, some guy was there as a fan. It was a Bucks fan. And so it's not – it's the one people don't like social media. But in some cases, then you everybody actually knows
what
occurred.
Yeah, the video tells the story. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Video tells the story.
And so you don't have somebody going, well, that's not really what happened. It's impossible for me to be worried about this team, so I'm always just curious of information.
Well, and that's what happens when, right, the team is so solid and doesn't normally have any drama, and you're 12-4, I believe. The only team that the Bucks, like, goodness, like, I'm not saying worry about, but just keep an eye on in the standings just as a competitor. The daggone Celtics.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, I think is fitting and interesting. But that's the team.
Yeah, no, they could. It could be Game 7 in the playoffs.
Very well could be, but yeah. You know, it's like everything is so early. Like, there's so many games in this league. Oh my goodness.
But Zora, you see what's out there. I mean, you know, things can change,
things can change. But as of right now, like, I mean, the talent on that roster, I'm talking about the Bucks.
Yeah. It's the best ever.
Chauncey Billups said when you're scouting against the Bucks, there's so many things you have to worry about. Like, they asked specifically about Bobby Portis, a reporter, didn't he? He's like, well, just add him to the list. Right? Like, just, you know, or there's
add Carter
so
to the list. Add Carter to the list. Add the rookie to the list.
Add Marjan to the list. I mean, there's so, and I've just talked to coaches, and I'm like, you have to prioritize. Like, you know, I mean, you will ask a coach about Brooke offensively, you know, Brooke knocking down threes and shooting it better, and they'll look at you like, well, that's not even my biggest worry.
Yeah.
Like, I got a lot of the things to worry about before it's, you know, getting to Brooke, who's really knocking it down from the outside. I just think that says something about the talent on the roster. Like, there's just
and
so
different things could happen to different players. You don't want it to happen, and you have other options that could fill that. Which you wouldn't necessarily.
Which we've seen.
Yep.
Which we've seen. Yeah.
All right. Zora,
good chat, though.
Do you have anything you want to say about the Laddergate?
I don't. I know you're trying here.
No, I'm not. No, it's just classic because that's just kind of what you're like, Homer, I'm not going there. That's not how I roll. That may be how you roll, but it's not how I roll. Is that pretty accurate?
That is so accurate. And what I respect about you and Tony as well is we all are in a space where we're allowed to just be ourselves, right? We all have,
I think so, yeah.
In our chats every week, we're all consistent, usually, in where we stand. I like to think I'm a little in the middle. You're always
all right,
like,
well, you and Tony we'll play this back to next week, and so that Tony can then respond to it, which will be a great segment in itself. Thanks, Zora.
I can't wait for that.
Yeah.
Talk soon.
You bet. Zora Stevenson, next.
Miss any part of today's episode of Homer and Tony? Check it out on WisconsinOnDemand.com.